Welcome back to Walk with Purpose, you guys. We just want to welcome you to this quick devotional that we're going to do. And we want to thank you guys for supporting our podcast. Once again, we're glad to be back and we're just excited for what the Lord has planned for us this season. And so I'll go ahead and let my wife share a quick praise report.
I'm your host, Hilda Collins, and my husband.
My name is Antonio Collins.
Antonio Collins. And I feel like we needed to properly introduce ourselves because we decided to upload old podcast videos, audio files. And so we just wanted to properly introduce ourselves. And we are Walk with Purpose Ministry. And we're just also thankful. But I just wanted to give a praise report. We're putting it in the hands of the Lord to just really just be with us at this moment. And thank you so much for all the prayers and everybody that was able to join us in our prayer on social media. Thank you guys so much. Some prayers are just answered prayers. Some prayers are just delayed prayers. And I'm just grateful because where my younger sibling, she was having some health issues and she was told that she had a cyst of the size of a baseball, a little bit bigger. And that was like a month back. And now it was, I was just reached out to and that she was going to the ER because of pain. And she assumed it was the same cyst and that it is no longer there. So I'm just so grateful because it's been a month. And she was scheduled to have a surgery to remove the cyst April 5th. But for me, how I see it is just sometimes the Lord wants us to take a second look of the miracles that He does in our day-to-day lives and to not overlook things and to remember who is the healer, who is the provider, who is the restorer. And to just praise Him and any and every moment, any situation that we're going through, to praise Him, you know, not our gods, not our unsaved friends, not a book that we're reading, not our psychology classes, but to praise Him and to most importantly have a relationship with Him. And I'm just grateful and I'm just giving a testimony on my sister's behalf because the moment she recognizes who heals and who He really is, and even if you don't want a relationship with Him, He still wants a relationship with you. And He will heal you. He will restore your marriage. He will, you know, pull you out of that dark place so you can know that you can confide in me. You have a friend in me. I'm here. He's with us at all times. Even when we don't call out to Him, He's there. And sometimes He's like, look, I'm going to just heal you. I'm going to take this away. I'm going to give you this. I'm going to implement this in your life. So we can like really like wake up and be like honest with ourselves. Like, wow, He really is here with me and He really does exist, especially to those that are not believers, that have not given their lives to Christ. He will show up just so you can be like, wow, he really does exist. He's not just a fictional person or what did it say in today's magazine? We went grocery shopping. And the cover, it was Jesus. And that was just amazing to me because I was like, this world needs to start recognizing who He was and stop running from Him and being scared of Him and really know that His title, who He is, He's major, and he was on this earth, walking on this same earth, doing miracles. Amen. And healing people. And like today in a discipleship not class but a discipleship
meeting
today in a women's discipleship meeting, like the sister said, he didn't have to raise that person from the dead. He didn't have to do that. He had no benefit from that. But he did it anyways.
Amen.
And that's the whole point of Easter. He died on the cross to save us anyways. Yes. You know what used to sadden me? Wow, he died for that person, even though that person might have never dedicated or will never dedicate their life to him. He did it anyways. Every ounce of blood that was shed on that cross, he did it anyways. Just imagine you knowing like your best neighbor, your best family member, and to the day that they pass away, they're like, I don't want anything to do with Christ. I'm fine, and I'm fine with going to hell. Just imagine that. That saddens us, believers, because we're like, wow, he still died on that cross for even the people that weren't going to love him the same way. Even the same people that weren't going to accept him into their lives. He did it anyways. He died for me. He died for you. He died for everybody that's on this earth and is to, you know, be born into this earth. And that is the whole meaning of Easter.
Amen. The death and resurrection. Not the
fictional story of what we're hearing. And it's really, really affecting our society and our generation. Because I saw this beautiful post, and what I got from it was what I posted on our social media. And it said, the Easter Bunny is winning. He's really out here fooling everybody. And our generation to come, and our children, and the neighbors, and the school districts. And that's not what Easter is all about.
No, not at all.
You want to know what Easter is about? Open up your Bibles.
Yep.
You don't have to go to a grocery store to go see what Easter is all about in that Easter basket. You don't got to purchase some candy to be into the spirit. The spirit of what? The spirit of what? You know, it's time that us Christians, we acknowledge that. We go and proclaim that and take, stay with me, proclaim like the true meaning, because the enemy's out here trying to pervert every holiday like how he has.
Yeah.
But this is one thing that, like I was telling my husband, it doesn't matter for us Christians. Easter and the resurrection day is every day for us.
Yep.
Because every day is a reminder. Every day that we wake up, that he gives us breath, is a reminder that he lives. That he lives, and he chose me, and he chose you to carry out his will.
Amen. And
that's what takes us to the devotion for today. I know in some countries, and right now here for us, it's March 26th, but we already have an audio for that. But I told my husband, we got to get back into our word.
Yeah.
We got to get back to these audio recordings to our podcast. Because it's needed. There's times and there's days that we were busy 2 years ago and a year ago, and we didn't go through everything. But it's just so beautiful because, like I told my husband, 2 years later, and because of more trials and tribulations that we have been going through or that we've been through, has given us the opportunity to give us like a older version, wiser version of ourselves, of these devotions that... Some of these devotions we overlooked and we didn't really think twice about it, but it goes on to say, it's titled, Stick with Jesus. Have we prayed?
Yeah. No, we haven't.
We have not? Okay, so before that, I'm going to give the opportunity for my husband to pray. pray us in and you pray us out. And just go grab your Bibles, pens, paper, take notes with us. If this audio is not interrupted, we'll just upload it right away to our podcast. So go ahead.
Alrighty. And thank you for that, sharing that. So, Lord, we just thank you, Father God. We come to you today, Lord, and we give you our first fruits. Lord, although this situation, it seems like we are walking into a new season, Lord, and most of us tend to forget the reason why we're doing this, Lord. And I know that at times I've even forgotten. But, Lord Jesus, we come to you and we give you our minds, our bodies, our spirits, Lord, and the fullness of who we are, and we just lay it at your feet, at the cross, Lord, where you lay down your life for us to have new life in you, Lord. And you tell us that through this death, Lord, through this resurrection, that we are saved eternally by the blood of Jesus. So today we plead that blood over our circumstances, Lord, over our lives, Lord, over the lies and deception, Lord. We ask that you wipe it clean, for you came to take away the sin of this world, Lord, that we may have eternal glory seated next to the right hand of our Father in heaven, Lord Jesus. For we share that inheritance with you, Lord, in sonship. So thank you, Christ. Thank you, Christ Jesus, for the sacrifice that you made for us, Lord. Thank you for the daily reminders for us to get up out of our beds, for that is your mercy over our lives. For we don't have to be alive, Lord, but you give us that breath in our lungs and the blood that flows through us, Lord. And so we give you the glory, Lord. We give you the honor. We plead the blood of Jesus over this devotional today, that these words lift off of the page, Lord, that they touch somebody's heart, Lord, that somebody opens their heart and their mind to your word, that they have eyes that see and ears that hear, Lord, and a heart made of flesh. Lord Jesus, just work your way into their minds right now, Lord. Just let us be ever consumed with your word today, Lord. Let your word fill our hearts with joy, Lord, and with love and peace, and not peace that there's void of conflict, Lord. The peace that can only come from heaven above, that even through the circumstances, Lord, we give you that glory. And we're at peace today, Lord, as you find us at rest, Lord, by your word. And we just thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. I love when my husband just prays. Like, he gets me into the spirit. Like, he just calms my spirit every single time. And amen. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for a husband that prays, not just for me, prays for everyone.
Amen.
I wanted to say that happy Palm Sunday, even though it was for Sunday, but I just wanted to throw that out there for all of us, for the non-believers and believers that will be listening to this. The title of this devotion is Stick with Jesus. So go ahead and do you want to take notes too?
Yeah,
maybe,
I can.
Maybe we should. While my husband does that, I'm going to go ahead and read today's verse. It is already on our social media. So go ahead if you want to just go on there and have a second look, by all means. It says, remain in me as I also... Jesus.
I can go ahead. Yeah, it's okay.
All right, I got like teary-eyed because I'm just so grateful what he just did in my sister's life and what he will remain to... What will he continue to do? And that word right there. Ooh, we got on...
Remain.
We got... On Facebook today, and we gave a little quick praise report on that. Remain, that word right there is touching. Amen. This whole season. I can tell that. Just remain, 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 and it's just whew, I just got teary eyed. You know, I couldn't finish the devotion.
Hey, that's okay, because that word is so powerful. Honestly, let's just go ahead and read the verse. All right, so to tie it into it, what remains, you know, we're just going to dwell on that word for a second. So John chapter 15, verse 4, here, you can take that if you want. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And that was John chapter 15, verse 4. So I'm going to go ahead and read the devotion. Your heart's desire is a fruitful marriage. You want to encourage instead of tear each other down. You hope for humility to serve instead of demanding your way in pride. You desire intimacy and oneness. Wow, that's powerful. Like, oneness. Let's not forget why the Lord brings people together, especially in marriage.
Hallelujah.
Rather than conflict and separation. Okay, I just finished the first paragraph, and then I'm going to let my husband read.
All right. I just want to tell you guys, the definition of remain is to continue to exist, especially after other similar or related people or things have ceased to exist. And so this is so important to just really, really just grasp for a second. You know, just hear that for a second. We continue to exist by the power of the Holy Spirit, and He exists in us because of the death and the resurrection of Jesus. And so it's so powerful that when He died for our sins, He knew that He was going to send a helper for us. And even till this day, His Holy Spirit dwells in us that we may continue to exist in Him, even though He's not here on earth in the flesh. Glory to God. I just wanted to share that for you guys because that word remain is so powerful. And I'm hoping that that does something for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So you long for unconditional love that gives grace at all times. The ideals for your relationship are high, but in weakness, you fall short every time. The key to a godly marriage is Jesus.
It's
Jesus. He is the key to every single problem.
So for those that are out there, we used to always start our devotions and be like, if this is for married couples, unmarried, for the people that are in their engagement stage, for those that are single. If you're single, you should still desire to seek marriage and look forward to that.
Amen. You know? Hey, marriage is a blessing. Honestly, I'm so grateful that my wife and I, we've been doing these devotionals for years now.
We started these devotions before we were married.
Yes.
And then in our season of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And then now in the season of our restoration of our marriage.
Amen.
And it has really helped us really talk it through. But we thought it was so good from the very first devotion of this book that we started to share it. And we were on social media, Instagram, mm-hmm. TikTok, everything. And we have just been so blessed because it seems like we can't even find this book anywhere.
Yeah.
But we've used it to our advantage.
Amen.
In a good way, because for those that are not in a marriage, should still pray for a marriage.
Amen.
You know, for those that are in a divorce season, still desire restoration.
Yep.
And
reconciliation.
Marriage.
Yep.
And for those that become widows, try and
just
seek the Lord for guidance.
Yep.
Because in those situations, sometimes we're just supposed to stay married to our Lord and Savior.
Yeah. We are His bride, you know?
Exactly.
And another thing, too, is that, you know, whenever a marriage goes through trials and tribulations, like, you know, we're able to go back and listen to one of our first interviews, you know, our first guests that were on our podcast when we were doing the Wisdom app. And, you know, it was this lovely couple, Chad and Bethany, and they also, too, have a ministry. And what they were telling us, you know, the advice they were giving us, they were married for 10 plus years. These devotions have done so much more spiritually for our marriage
mm-hmm.
than they have in the physical. You know, like some people just read, hey, you know what? Let's read a devotional today, flip the page. hey, that's good. All right, let's go about our day. But spiritually, this has been filling our hearts. And so one thing also, too, I recommend for any marriage, get you a Bible that has a concordance in it. And what a concordance is really just it's like a list of different words that are in the Bible. And so if you have a concordance Bible or something like that, look up marriage. You know, if this is something that you're, like my wife was saying, the season that you're walking into, the season that you're in, or something that you probably think you should give up, look into marriage. Mm-hmm. There's so many scriptures in the Bible that talk about marriage and just the idea, the institution of marriage and how God blesses marriages and what he does for people in that sense.
Yes, because this devotion, when we first started, if you guys go back onto our Wisdom app, onto our link, on our social media platform, we talk about these talks, and we actually have a couple guests on there different days and times where different people from different states and countries were conversating to us and really liked these devotions. Amen. and had something to say. So it has touched many, oh, yeah, many, but we're not trying to overpower this devotion book in competition with the Bible, but we've just been using it both hand in hand. And before we even bought and purchased this book, me and my husband asked, let's try to see if we can continue to pray, mm-hmm, and see how we can step into our calling with the favor of God, and just through prayer. And, sure enough, he has been pushing us into this direction to help married couples. Amen. And those that are in the waiting stage, mm-hmm, and in the premarital counseling stage.
Yeah.
Because we have been able to help many people.
Oh, yeah.
Many people. And a lot of people have came to us
glory to God for advice. Yes.
And it has, glory to God. And doing his will really does confirm to you sometimes in the people around you that, you know what, I am stepping into the Lord's will because of how many people are getting counseled.
Yeah.
Through our advice.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just so grateful. I saw this meme today that it was really powerful. It said, sit around Christians that, I don't know if you remember.
Yeah. Oh, talking about Pastor?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, sitting next to a person whose walk is so deep with Christ is better than sitting next to somebody whose relationship is just lateral. And so in that case, it's just the seasons up and down. Or I guess in the Bible, it's a person who's double-minded, unstable, mm-hmm,
Yeah.
We're supposed to want to be around like-minded people who want not just a relationship with Christ, but if they're married, a stronger relationship in their marriage through Christ.
So before we had purchased this book, I had brought it up to my husband. I said, look at this book. I'm very interested. Something was pointing and gravitating me towards this book.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's silly because I'm not even a married woman yet. This isn't for me.
Amen.
Right? But that meme on social media today confirmed it. Read and gain wisdom and understanding through the Word of God. And read or implement a devotional book or something that is going to help you be a better version of yourself for the future. Or I should say a devotional book that's going to help you be a better you in the future.
Amen.
So
I think I just repeated myself
twice.
You had to say it twice. You had to.
But, A better you, yeah. I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
Let me go ahead and let me capitalize on that. All right, so listen, having a vision of who you want to be so that the Lord can prepare you for the person who's going to bring you to establish that covenant with him, you know?
No, that's not what I mean. This devotional book is for married couples, but that didn't shy me away from wanting to purchase this book. Who I wanted to become, the future me, was looking at my present me at that time of this is who I want to be. A, like how it says on the title in the front.
Mr.
Miss. Miss. Mrs. Yep.
Right.
Mr. and Mrs. So who I wanted to become, you know, obviously with the word of God and the knowledge in this book, was that's who I want to be.
A
right?
Mrs., yeah.
So if you're like engaged and you would have seen a book like this.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in my season of engagement, but I know my future self. It's like the titles, right? We start as a 5-year-old and then you get to your preteens. And then you see anything that says teenager, you're like, I can't wait to be that. Yeah. And then from teenager, you're a young adult. And then from young adult, you're an adult. And that's how it is when you're single, you know, looking. And then in your engagement stage. And then in your wedding stage. This is what it was calling me. Like, look into this. Devote times for this devotional and actually start applying it because you will soon be a bride. But like I say to everybody, this is for all. Even if you're not looking, still look into it or any devotional book. Why? Because at the end of the day, we should not forget who we are married to first.
That's the Lord. Even if you don't desire marriage at this point, because there are people who say, hey, I'm married to the Lord, you know?
Yep.
And you know, and that's fine. Amen to that. Because if you just want to serve him and love him and give him your all and your undivided attention, then good. That's what he wants for you. But no matter what, our relationship, just like how we learned through a different pastor and his wife, our relationship with Christ is reflective of our relationship with our wives or our husbands.
Amen.
And so it has to match, you know? We're supposed to love Christ more than anything, but he's not gonna be angry that we're loving our wives. That's what we're called to do. He's not gonna be angry that you're submitting to your husband. That's what you're called to do. We have to be able to show reverence in those ways.
Amen.
And I think what my wife is saying is as simple as if you want to be a Mr. and a Mrs., then start looking into it. Ask the Lord.
Start looking into it and start being around that.
Yes.
Because when this book was speaking to me, you know, to get bought, and I'm not a woman that buys everything or just anything. So this book was really speaking to me, and be around, not just book-wise, literature-wise, be around what you want your future self to be.
Yep. Be around who you want to become. Not like them, but in a godly marriage, if you're going to be around single people, just know that that's probably
going to
be the outcome of your life.
Stay single.
Right.
If you are going to be around people that are unfaithful, then you, 9 times out of 10, you're going to become an unfaithful person because there's not going to be somebody in that circle to keep you accountable and say, this is not what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
So that's my take on it. That's my advice, is that be around who you want your future self to be around. If you want to be a mom, then don't be afraid to be around moms that are going to encourage you to become one.
Yeah. And how to successfully manage that.
Yeah. You know, the breastfeeding, the being a stay-at-home mom, and all that. So that's my advice, is that really evaluate who you have around.
Amen.
And who your circle is. And if you guys have something in common, and at the end of the day, you know, point it back to Jesus, you know, in your friendships, in your marriage, in your family relationships, point it back to Jesus, because if it's not edifying you or bringing you closer to Christ, then you have to evaluate that relationship and say, maybe it's time that I
cut it off.
So
center yourself around God-fearing people and focus your mind and your heart on Christ. And then those two things are going to work together to lead you to be a fear and reverence kind of person that will always seek what the Lord wants for you opposed to what man wants for you.
To have a successful life.
Amen.
You know, it is guaranteed. If you have Christ in your life, you will have a successful life. And that's a discussion for a different topic or a topic for a different day.
Yeah.
But back to what points us to this.
Amen. All right. So we know that if you ask any marriage, any couple, a godly couple,
It doesn't matter, godly or not. I just want to remove that out of our language, out of our mouth, real quick. Why? Because even though if you're not in a godly marriage or you're not a godly couple at this moment, that's fine. You could still be one. And right. This is still for you. Godly or not, like I told my husband a couple months back, a couple that has decided to marry is just a worldly marriage, but there's something in there that both husband and wife, you know, agreed to, and that's just to step into his covenant. So whether somebody likes it or not, like let's just say that our neighbors that are in the world stepped into marriage, they're one step closer to Christ because they stepped in that covenant of marriage. It's a covenant with the Lord. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, even those that are going to be listening to this, oh wow, I already did something that the Lord likes. Absolutely.
Right. Exactly.
Absolutely. And stepping into that covenant with him is in the step of into the right direction.
Yeah, you're already doing something that pleases
him. That pleases marriage. Him and that he likes. And like how my husband said, read it in the Bible. What marriage is all about. What is okay and mm-hmm. what isn't. What is pleasing to him and what isn't. So believe it or not, godly or not, the Lord, if you want it, and if you ask for it in prayer, he could turn your regular marriage into a godly
marriage.
Successful marriage. And there's a difference.
Amen.
And again, that's another topic for another day, but there's a difference.
There is. There is. It's just like a person, if you're a believer, if you're not a believer, we all come into this point where at some point we're going to face judgment, but the Lord knows with the broken heart, with the lowly heart, he can use that. And just like how in this devotional, we have to have communication. We confess our sins to each other and our failures when we let each other down. Mm-hmm. So how do we avoid doing that? You know, those failures, those mistakes, those sins. We have to study his word in order to build each other up and submit to wise counsel as you learn kindness and respect. And so that submission, taking advice from somebody who's had experiences, who knows the word of God, and who knows how to, like how my wife was saying, have a successful marriage. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't take advice from somebody who's like, hey, I'm already ready to get a divorce. And like, I don't even love my wife. That's going to be hard to get good advice from because you're looking for a solution for a person who's only focused on the problems.
Well, when you're given an advice, even if it's ungodly or of ungodly, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what kind of advice, worldly or not, because at the end of the day, you should always be speaking to your partner. This is something that I had to tell my husband for 4 years, going on 5 years. You need to be careful who you're getting counseled by and who is going to give you sound advice, because yourself, you putting yourself in the position and in around the wrong crowd is going to give you benefits, either negative benefits or good things. But we have to be careful. Even as my husband being a Christian, he still falls short of that. I still fall short of that. Not when it comes to advice, but you can't just be taking any advice. like that saying that they say, if they are unhappy, unmarried, or single, but you're married, you have to be careful because it's going to be a perspective or an advice that from their perspective. Oh, I was just giving you advice because I'm your friend, but I've never done this marriage thing. So then we have to know where our advice is coming from, and if their hearts are with good intention, and pure, and
it has to be aligned with the word of God, you know.
Yeah.
And that's also
for us Christians. Yeah. If we want to have a successful marriage, we always just point it back to the word of God, and that's the final thing for us, you know, for us believers and those that are walking into this new walk with Christ. Just knowing where you're getting your advice from and being able to discern, you know, bad from good and bad, like where it's coming from.
Amen.
And just always point it back to Christ.
Yeah. We're supposed to always run to the word of God. Why? Because just like how it says right here in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 19, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness.
Yep.
And so that right there, like, we're just going to leave that, at least that topic on that, because the world's wisdom will only get you so far, but God's wisdom is everlasting and it's solid. It doesn't change.
Yes.
And so if you apply it correctly, there will be success in it. And that's the reason why we run back to the Bible. Not because we're trying to throw verses at people's faces, but because right here, God is saying the world's wisdom is foolishness to right. him because he's the wisest person in the world.
Right.
We have to always rely on the word of God. It's okay. It's our life source.
Yeah. And then where'd you leave off at?
Okay, so we were talking about submitting to wise counsel. And so we have to grow in understanding of God's grace so you can extend the same compassion to each other and trust that Jesus will make you the husband or wife he desires you to be. Amen. The word promises that in Christ, you're made new. Amen. He can transform the most broken marriage through his love. So we cling to him and trust him to bring life and joy to your home.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
We have to cling to him.
And so we're just grateful because we see marriages restore, friendships restore, families restore. And Amen. That's nobody but the Lord. Like,
Amen.
He can restore anything. Your faith, your decision, your marriage, your entire life, and transform you and renew you into the person that he wants you to become. And every day, we're going to continue to be renewed every single day. And so we're no longer here on this earth. He's going to continue to work in us and other marriages. And we're just amazed. And I'm always at awe of what he does in people's lives. And then you just see them, you know, out there testifying and
yep.
just living for the Lord.
Amen. We're supposed to see changes in ourselves, you know. And we have to depend on God for those changes because he's the only one who can really change us internally, you know. He knows that our hearts are broken. He knows that our hearts are filled with deceit. And so we can't lie to ourselves any longer. If we need help in our marriages, if we need help in our lives, we have to depend on the word of God and other believers who are going to help us through those seasons.
Amen. So if you have a friendship that is like, you know, in turmoil, stick with Jesus. If you have a boyfriend that is not, you know, trying to get right with the Lord, stick with Jesus. If your parents are not understanding and they don't want you to live out this Christ life, because they're not believers, stick with Jesus. If you were just told you have cancer, stick with Jesus. In any and every moment of your life, stick with Jesus. You know, the moment that you have an encounter with Christ, continue that.
Amen.
No matter how old you are, what stage in your life, you stick with him. For me, I gave my life to Christ and I stuck with Jesus. I moved out and I stuck with Jesus. I was in a relationship and the person that I was in a relationship with didn't want to serve Christ. I stuck with Jesus. I became a mom and I stuck with Jesus. And then I ended up in marriage and I stuck with Jesus. And here we are. And I still stick with Jesus. No matter what season we're in, you know, it's good to have him because he's a friend that will always be by our side. When man and this world just fails us, he's with us. Amen. Stick with him. Stick with him even all year round. I know it sounds cliche. I know we're so used to a lot of Christians. I've seen people say this on social media. It's Easter time. Get back into church. Get plugged in. Be there with your family. Yes, but that's just Easter. The Lord wants you to have a relationship with him every single day. Amen. Not just because it's a holiday. Not because we're feeling festive or it's, you know, Christmas time. Stick with him every season in your life. And for the rest of your lives, stick with him.
Yeah.
Not because culture says so, or not because your mom's, you know, inviting you to Easter Sunday and just come on, just one day, you know, so we can feel like a whole family. You're not fooling anybody because Jesus sees everything and he knows everybody's heart. And please stick with him. You're never going to regret it. You know, it's not going to be like, oh my goodness, I friended Jesus and now I'm just annoyed and 4 years later, we're just not friends anymore. Like, that's not the Jesus that we serve.
No. Jesus comes into your life and flips everything on the upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts love, joy, and all these unchangeable things in you that will never be removed, you know? And so, when my wife's saying stick with Jesus, yes, place him in your heart. Put him on the forefront of everything. And above all things, he'll never fail you. His unfailing love is there every time you call on him. And he wants to have a relationship with you. And so this season, doesn't matter if it's Easter, doesn't matter if it's the day after, still run to him. Still ask, you know, ask him prayer. Ask people to pray for you. You know, put the pride down. Sometimes we feel like we can do it all on our own. No, that's why we have a true living God that's willing to step into the fire for us. And he wants that for you more than anything, to trust him. So let's learn how to trust and love today, not out of our own hearts, but out of his unconditional heart. And so, Lord, draw us close to you as we pray and study your word. Bear the fruit of your love in our lives and make our marriage grow in godliness from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. But I love that prayer because it's this simple, guys. This prayer is for all. We can remove the word marriage and implement friendship. We can say, make our parenting, you know, relationship grow. We can make our friendship, make our friendship grow. So this applies to anybody that is going through it. Just pray.
Amen.
Pray and let the Lord reveal. And just don't forget to don't run to the world. The world is already a dark place.
Yeah.
And just run to the feet of Jesus because through him, you'll be able to be light and you'll be able to navigate this life I wouldn't say easier, but you'll be able to have light in you and you'll be able to see the darkness. Oh, wow. See it for what it is. And you'll be able to have encounters of Christ in people, in marriages, on social media. And you'll be able to discern the dark from the light.
Amen. Be the light of this world, you guys, and love wholeheartedly and unconditionally this season. And we pray that this talk blesses you guys. If you guys do have any prayer requests, any praise reports that you want to be shared on our next talk, feel free to reach out to us on our Facebook at Walk With Purpose, and also through email, walkwithpurposeministry@gmail.com. We love you guys. God bless you. And we hope to see and hear from you guys soon. In Jesus' name.
Amen. And I had one thing to say. We no longer have our Twitter account. We have removed that. And we no longer have our TikTok. Mm-hmm. And we no longer have YouTube videos right now uploaded. But we do have a YouTube page. But that's it. We've just decided to minister through our podcast because we know that it has reached a lot of people in and out of prison because I just realized that in the prison cells they are giving, at least for in this city, tablets and electronics, and you know, you're able to have access to that. So where we think we aren't reaching people, we are reaching the unexpected.
Amen.
So,
and also too, if you guys want to find our podcast, we work out of Podbean, so you can find it there. We also have our podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and I'm sure you can find it on Google as well. And yeah, just try to reach out to us in any way that you guys can and listen to those episodes. And so we hope that they bless you in many ways. And share them with a friend, with a family member, with your spouse. And hopefully, if you guys are interested, you know, we can all do these devotionals together at some point. We're hoping that we can garner more couples to get a hold of this book that's blessed us so much. And we want to be able to do this more effectively and with other people. You know, let's gather a community together to just talk about marriage and share that joy with each other. So thank you guys once again, and we'll hope to see you next time.